We know how this story goes, don't we? The villain menaces the lovely damsel in distress. He ties her to the railroad tracks or threatens to foreclose on her farm. And then the hero steps in, arriving just in the nick of time. The hero and the villain fight, possibly on the railroad tracks with a train, coming closer and closer. And then the hero triumphs and, of course, gets the girl. Ta-da! Silent movies have enjoyed a renaissance recently with the movies Hugo, a story featuring silent film innovator Georges Méliès, and The Artist, a silent movie about silent movies that won all kinds of awards. Just as both of these movies depend on music to carry the audience's emotions to full heights, silent movies in the theater were enhanced by music from a photo player.
In the heyday of the silent movies, there was 8,000 to 10,000 of these made.
A Cremona photo player takes up most of the space in Mike Edwards' home shop.
Today, this is the last one in the whole world that is actually still being used in the theater situation.
The instrument consists of three pieces. In the middle is an upright piano, and on either side of it are equally large boxes holding pipes and instruments.
It has a four-rank pipe organ built in it, and it has a 25-note xylophone. And then it has 18 different sound effects, everything from horses' hooves to doorbells to ooga horns to train whistles to drums, cymbals, tambourines, cowbells, school bells, chimes.
Edwards says the musicians who played these things were multitasking champs.
They knew the cops were coming around the corner, so the siren should go off. And they knew when the train was coming, so the train whistle. It's fascinating to watch somebody play one of these things because they have to watch the screen and they have to know what's coming up next, and they have to know which button to push, which foot to use to play the different sound effects.
Dave Callendine of Detroit has come to Rapid City to play the photo player at the Doll. He is one of the few people on the planet who knows how to operate the thing.
I still have a selection of organ stops right above my fingers that turn on the different pipes that play through the piano. And then there's about 14 buttons down by my feet. Instead of playing notes with my feet like I would if I'm at an organ, I'm hitting the buttons and then I'm getting sound effects or percussions.
As if it's not enough that his hands are punching stops and playing keys, and his feet are playing ooga horns or drums, there's yet another layer to the confusion. Pull cords connect to the instruments inside the boxes.
You get some sound effects. You also will get a big bass drum hit or a cymbal crash.
But you do those while you're playing?
You do those while you're playing. When we get this all put back together, those cords will be hanging down on the sides so that I can just reach up and grab them and, continue playing. So it's a workout.
Callendine is a theater organist accustomed to playing huge pipe organs. He had to teach himself to play a photo player when people in Virginia City, Montana installed the instrument in the opera house and asked him to travel there to play it.
When I got out there and I saw this, horrible shape. It was hardly working, and being that I work with player pianos and Nickelodeons myself, just started patching things together, and by opening day I had most of it going, and just sort of surprised everybody because they had forgotten just what this instrument could really sound like. And then with my crazy style of playing, it sort of fits this instrument perfectly.
Dave Callendine's hands have been clocked with a radar gun doing 92 miles per hour, or so says Mike Edwards.
He plays the strut piano style, so his hands are all over the place. He literally pounds the heck out of the piano. For a piano tuner, he's a worse nightmare because he's just big and powerful, but he plays so well that I can fix it after he breaks it, so we work well together.
Ed Edwards is fitting the instrument with computer sensors, and at the doll, he'll create a program while Dave Callendine plays, accompanying short Buster Keaton and Laurel and Hardy's silence. Today's technology, yesterday's movies, a happy ending. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.